Bar. This is Winfried Day, Senior Editor, CEO, CFO, and today we're interviewing Chris Patterson, President and Chief Executive Officer of Care Guide, ticker symbol PATY on the OTC bulletin board. I know there have been some changes to the company recently, but first, tell me a little bit about your background with the company and what attracted you.
What attracted me to Care Guide was the opportunity to focus on the health and providing the health of the most chronic members, chronically ill members of the population, and to provide wraparound care management type services that we believe are critical to helping these folks stay out of the hospital and stay healthy at home. And it was, what attracted me was that focus, that trying to pinpoint exactly who might need these extra services so that we could prevent extraordinary expenses down the road.
Now, do you provide services directly to patients? Is it through health plans? I guess, give me a little bit about what the basic services are and who's getting them and how they're getting them.
We provide services in a couple of different ways. First, we have our own nurses and physicians and social workers who are providing care management and disease management services. And these are folks, staff members that are going into the field, into the homes of patients. They are calling patients on the phone and communicating even through the use of telemonitors to make sure that patients are getting all of their needs met medically, psychosocially, so that we don't see a chronic illness become debilitating and end up resulting in a hospitalization. But we also have a network of providers across the nation that do some of these services for us. And in addition, we have a network of providers that provide services such as skilled nursing care, home health nursing care, and other types of services. So it's really a combination of the care management services and then a network that provides direct medical services.
So is your customer the health plan that then makes it available to their subscribers, or what's the model there?
That's right. Many of our customers are health plans, but we also have customers that are the employer groups themselves who come to us either directly or through a third-party administrator, not through a health plan. We also work with two of the state employee plans providing services to those groups. And we have various other channels that we reach, citizens with our services.
I do want to talk a little bit more about that, but first tell me about the recent change of name to Care Guide.
In January of 2006, Care Guide, which was formerly known as Coordinated Care Solutions, merged with Patient Info Systems. And so the result of the merger was to bring the two companies together under a common name, and the name we chose was Care Guide. We thought that that symbolized what we try to do on a day-to-day basis for our customers.
How do you reach your customers, and why are they choosing Care Guide?
When, if we're talking about our health plan, employer groups, those kinds of customers, we are going out to their offices and showing them some of the things that we would be able to do to to not only improve the health of their members or employees, but also to reduce medical expenses, which I think, as is evident in every report we see coming over the wire, those expenses continue to trend higher and higher. So we are a solution. We are one of several solutions to try to keep that trend line flat from year to year. And in addition, to really help chronically ill and elderly people remain at home in a safe and healthy way.
What's the, I guess, acceptance of services like yours in general, and why should they be choosing CareGuide as opposed to some of the others that are out there?
I think acceptance is good and gaining momentum. I think that disease management and care management are being viewed more and more as viable solutions to chronic illness and rising healthcare costs. And I think we're seeing more and more evidence that those interventions really do make a difference for patients and for health plans. I think that people would choose us over some of our competitors, perhaps because we have a particular expertise in higher intensity interventions. We really gained our experience through the years focusing on the most chronically ill, the most seriously ill of the population, and we have many different methods of engaging those folks in a highly intense sort of way, face-to-face, daily contact, whatever it takes to help those individuals remain stable. We also, with the merger with Patient Info Systems, we also have now at our disposal many of the lighter touch products as well, where we're not necessarily going in the home, we're not necessarily monitoring daily, but there are some individuals who just need a phone call once a month, or who just need some educational materials, or who need something much less involved than someone who's chronically ill. So we now have the full spectrum available for our customers and members.
Okay. Now, where are you geographically, and do you see expansion in that area?
Right now, we are in Coral Springs, Florida, Rochester, New York, Dallas, Texas, and we have regional locations in Southfield, Michigan, which is a suburb of Detroit, and also in Las Vegas, Nevada. Most of our business is conducted out of Rochester, Dallas, and Coral Springs, and we see those three locations as key to our future expansion. We're still in the process of deciding which of the three will end up being the major center of operations. So we're looking at various sorts of analyses in trying to figure that out.
Okay. Well, you recently announced your fourth quarter, and that is your first quarter since the merger. Tell me about the results. What should people know?
Well, I think that we're pleased with the results of the fourth quarter of our fiscal year, which ends on March 31st. We're a little bit strange in that regard, and we are moving, we believe, to a calendar fiscal year this year. But I think that what we're delighted to see is that our EBITDA climbed into positive territory, albeit very small. There's still a net loss for the fiscal year, but we believe that we're starting to evidence a positive sort of trend in our financial performance, that we're able to post positive EBITDA for the first time in my recollection. And we're hoping that that's a good sign of things to come.
Okay. What is this financial position like as you you know, thought to improve and grow, you certainly need funds.
Yeah, we did a $12 million private PIPE raise in the context of the merger, and so we used about half of that money to pay off some of our debt, and we're using the rest of that PIPE raise for working capital, and so we feel like we're in a pretty good position from a working capital standpoint to expand and grow the company. You know, should we have cash needs in the future for acquisitions or other types of expansions, we think we'll be able to raise that without tremendous difficulty.
Skilled healthcare providers, particularly nursing, is a very hard area to get good people or people in general. What attracts your employees, and how do you, I guess, be sure of the quality, since there is a lot of patient interaction, and how do you, I guess, look for that when you hire people?
We have a very thorough interview and credentialing process that all employees go through, especially our clinicians, so that we're certain at the end of the day that we have great people. But we do, in the first part of a professional's employment, we do pay a lot of attention to performance. We provide extensive training, and we make sure that the fit continues to be good. We monitor that for 90 days. We've been able to attract very talented nurses, social workers, physicians, and other clinical specialists, I think, by having flexible hours. A lot of our members prefer to be called in the evening, so we're able to provide flexibility in hours. Our multiple locations allow us to recruit in different markets, and that's important because sometimes when Dallas's nursing market is down, Rochester's may be up, or vice versa. So that's, I think, another thing that helps us. And I think, most importantly, the kind of work we do, people find very fulfilling, and they enjoy coming to work, they enjoy interacting with persons who need their help, and they enjoy being able to see a difference that they've prevented someone from going to the hospital, they've, you know, caught an issue in the treatment plan and engaged the physician to try to repair it. They've done something that helps, for example, an elderly person not have a fall or not end up in the hospital or whatever the case may be on a given day. Hundreds of stories that, you know, that occur every month where I think our professionals feel like they make a difference.
Why should investors be looking at Care Guide?
I think Care Guide is in an area of healthcare that has tremendous potential for expansion. Disease and care management seem to be a viable solution to rapidly rising healthcare costs and seem to be proving themselves out. That's the area where, you know, smack dab in the middle of pursuing. And I think that should be at least one consideration when looking at an investment in Care Guide. I think the other sort of area to focus on is how our competitors are doing. And we see our much larger competitors trading at very good multiples relative to where Care Guide sits today. I'm not saying that we're underpriced, but I think that as a whole, this particular specialty area of healthcare does quite well, so that we aspire as a company to trade at the multiples we're seeing with some of the other players.
Okay. Any final thoughts for our readers and listeners?
Well, I would like to say we have a great group of people at CareGuide who really care about what they're doing. They're very excited about the company. We've been through an evolution over the past couple of years that I think has been extremely productive for us as a company, and I think we're ready to go. We're ready to come to the dance and make a difference for our customers and their members.